Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philemon. Today's reading will start on verse 8 and will end on verse 16. In this devotional series, we have been going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. We will be finishing this devotional series on this last letter. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 8, that is why I am boldly asking a favor of you. I could demand it in the name of Christ because it is the right thing for you to do. But because of our love, I prefer simply to ask you. Consider this as a request from me, Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner for the sake of Christ Jesus. I appeal to you to show kindness to my child, Onesimus. I became his father in the faith while here in prison. Onesimus hasn't been of much use to you in the past, but now he is very useful to both of us. I am sending him back to you, and with him comes my own heart. I wanted to keep him here with me while I am in these chains for preaching the good news, and he would have helped me on your behalf. But I didn't want to do anything without your consent. I wanted you to help because you were willing, not because you were forced. It seems you lost Onesimus for a little while so that you could have him back forever. He is no longer like a slave to you. He is more than a slave, for he is a beloved brother, especially to me. Now he will mean much more to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. Once again, that was Philemon verses 8 through 16 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. How should Christian leaders motivate people to action? How should Christians follow their leaders? Paul was writing to Philemon, a Christian brother from Colossae that Paul knew. While in prison in Rome, Paul also got to know a runaway slave named Onesimus, who became a Christian and was very useful to Paul. Onesimus was Philemon's slave. Paul wrote this short letter to ask a bold favor. He wanted Philemon to treat Onesimus with kindness, and probably to release him. Philemon had the legal right to punish Onesimus, but Paul asked him as a Christian brother to do the right thing. Since we have this letter, we can safely assume that Philemon kept this letter and did what Paul asked. Christian leaders lead best when they appeal to what is right and don't resort to demanding. Paul could have demanded his request to Philemon, who in a sense owed him, which Paul referenced later on in verse 19, but he asked it as a favor, appealing to Philemon to do the right thing. The goal is not to appeal to a personality, but call people to follow Christ and do what is right, even if it is countercultural. We all need good leaders to spur us on. We are called to follow godly leaders as a way of ultimately following Christ. We never surrender our thinking, but use wisdom to discern the will of God. We then follow Christ no matter what. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Who are godly leaders that you allow to speak into your life? If you are a leader, how can you make sure that you don't make demands on people, but appeal to what is right? We're grateful you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this has been a blessing to those who hear it. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights, discussion, and introspection on the sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.